The abundance of natural gas from fracking could soon fuel a new petrochemical industry in the Ohio Valley. A massive facility proposed for Belmont County, Ohio, brings both the promise of economic gain and environmental risks. Reporter Brittany Patterson attended a recent public hearing where residents spoke up about what kind of future they want for the Ohio Valley.
Please, please, everybody.
The at times tense hearing at Shadyside High School focused on a draft air quality permit. At nearly 300 pages, it's pretty dense stuff. But for those testifying, the stakes are high. The permit is one more step toward a massive multi-billion dollar petrochemical plant proposed for the Ohio River, just a few miles away from the auditorium.
It is a project such as this that will revitalize the Ohio Valley.
That's Glenn Giffen, president of IBEW Local 141 in nearby Wheeling, West Virginia, which represents electrical workers. Giffen and other supporters see a potential economic boom in the plant, called an ethane cracker. Its natural gas-powered furnaces literally crack apart ethane into smaller molecules used in plastics and chemical manufacturing. Ethane is brought up during natural gas fracking. But others, like Belmont County resident Jill Hunkler, see this plant as the gateway for something else, an environmental nightmare.
We want better alternatives for the region's future with more sustainable options than a massive petrochemical complex.
Officially, the hearing was about a permit. But everyone here seems to understand that much more is at stake. The place where the future of the Ohio Valley might be made is an unincorporated hamlet just outside of town.
All right, so we just entered Dilley's Bottom.
I'm driving to the site where Thailand-based PTT Global Chemical and South Korea's Daelim Industrial have proposed building this cracker plant. The companies have not made a final decision, but they have purchased 500 acres of land in Dilley's Bottom. There are a few homes, an apartment complex, and a cemetery. The post office here shuttered decades ago. The area has an industrial past. Most recently, it was home to a coal-fired power plant, which was torn down about 2 years ago for the possible cracker. PTTG's project is not the first in the region. About 30 miles northwest of Pittsburgh, Shell's massive Monaca plant is currently under construction. But Taylor Robinson, energy analyst and president of PLG Consulting, says if the PTTG cracker is built, it would send a powerful signal.
Well, it's gonna create some real momentum. And I think, you know, there's going to be some other large, you know, pet chem companies that follow suit.
The shale formations under the Ohio Valley are rich in natural gas liquids, and developers hope the crackers can one day provide the petrochemical feedstocks for plastics plants in the Midwest and eventually woo them to the region. But to turn this region into a plastics megacenter, cracker plants are just one component.
You're going to need to have, you know, enough wells producing the gas, and then you need storage. Of course, you need pipelines between all these things.
But where Robinson sees a path to prosperity, others see the threat of pollution. Martins Ferry resident Barbara Mew is powering through biting cold temperatures and snow flurries.
I think I'd push through to the other side. It's not cold anymore.
Hours before the air permit hearing, Mew was part of a small group of concerned residents going door to door in nearby Moundsville, sharing information about the proposed project. She worries about what type of pollution the huge plant will emit into the air and water. The draft air permit before Ohio EPA estimates the cracker will release almost 400 tons of volatile organic compounds each year. And it will produce the equivalent carbon emissions of putting about 365,000 cars on the road.
It's an environmental nightmare from top to bottom. Yeah, there are really no upsides to it.
The canvassing was organized by the nonprofit Freshwater Accountability Project. The group's director, Leah Harper, says she often hears the argument that this project and additional frack wells, pipelines, and more that will be needed to feed the cracker will bring much-needed jobs.
I don't understand why, you know, only fossil fuel extraction is, that's the only kind of job that this area is offered.
We want jobs that won't kill us.
Sitting inside Van Dine's, a diner located on the outskirts of Shadyside, known for its all-you-can-eat spaghetti, retired public health practitioner Susan Brown says she worries about what will happen to her community.
The fracking plant came in, then we're talking about the cracker plant. They're talking about the underground tanks. So it's escalating to become maybe an area that nobody wants to live.
Brown says most people she talks to about the cracker feel like it's a done deal. Later this month, Ohio EPA will hold another public hearing, this time on the plant's water permit. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Shadyside, Ohio.